then, you know.
Hey, what's up, everybody? And welcome to another edition of the California Guy Show with your host, Cali Guy. What's up, everybody? And welcome to a Sunday night show. We have a lot of goodies in store tonight. Let me turn on the chat. What's up, everybody? It's 6 o'clock West Coast time. And, you know, I'm over here chilling out, ready to get this party started tonight up on the show. Got a lot of things to say. Welcome to the show. Chat will be on in a minute. So if anybody want to make comments in the chat, let me know, because you guys could pretty much talk in the chat. Or I think I have me a co-host tonight. Let me see who's on tonight. Hey, what's going on, Crossfire?
Hey, what's going on, California Guy? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. You're the co-host tonight, so you're going to be doing double duties tonight on this edition of the show tonight. And we're going to get started. How's it going for you anyway, by the way? We can start this off. We have a bunch of topics.
Oh, it's going good.
We're gonna cover.
Good.
A lot of news. You have any news that you want to discuss tonight? You want to break down some news real quick? I'm going to do a little setup and add some people in.
Okay. Well, I mean, nothing much in the news, as you may know. On the weekends, just not much news. You know, just a bunch of people reacting. Yeah. I mean, a bunch of people reacting to, you know, the still reacting to the news that, you know, Spider-Man joining the cinematic universe. Bunch of movies coming out. You know, Kingsman and that 50 Shades of Garbage movie. But
yeah, I want to see
Yeah, it looks garbage. But you know, I'm excited for this upcoming week, because there's a lot of promos out for Arrow and Flash, and, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, because the shows are getting good, so I can't wait to see where they're
give me some opinions on Flash. How was it this week? I didn't get a chance to watch, I didn't have a chance to watch Arrow and Flash this week. I had to catch up to watch it on demand, but tell me how it was.
Well, it was really good. They really, I like the fact that, I forget the flame guy. It was an episode really about him and how he and this doctor really.
Oh, Firestorm.
And him and this doctor really converged minds. And it was basically Dr. Wells trying to separate their minds. But in the end, well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but.
I know the spoilers.
Oh, okay. So what ends up happening is that they can't separate them, because if they do, it'll be nuclear. So in the end, you know, he ends up, you know, somewhat dying, although in the post-credit scene, you know, there's the general, and he's talking about, oh, bring these fires. He's still alive. Yeah, so maybe he's still alive, maybe, but we'll see. And, you know, and they keep teasing Gorilla Grodd also. So,
I've seen the CGI. Yeah, I actually seen the Grodd thing. They're really building up for Grodd. I personally thought that they should have waited for Grodd to come on. I mean, waited for season two, really, for Grodd. But, hey, you know, I think they're cashing their chips now, so... you know, with Grodd. So I thought they should have just at least waited some time for Grodd, but I don't know.
I have a theory that Gorilla Grodd will play a huge role in the scheme of things. I think that by the time you get to Gorilla Grodd, I think they're going to have a whole crossover event where you're going to have Arrow, Flash, and then what is his name? The Atom. Yeah, the Atom. I think he's going to have the Atom in on there. And, you know, it's going to take them all as a team to come together and stop Grodd, so.
Yeah, usually Grodd is stopped by Flash. But, yeah, that seems like interesting if they do that. What is this Kingsman? I've been seeing that, the Kingsman.
You know, I don't know much about it. I know Matthew Vaughn directed it, and I heard it's a really great movie, and that, you know, some people are saying that it goes back to that style of, you know, of James Bond being, I don't know, having fun with itself and not taking itself too seriously. Kingsman: The Secret Service, if you go back to those Pierce Brosnan films that were pretty much, you know, goofy, over the top, they pretty much said it was like that, but it brought back a lot of those memories. I do plan on seeing it, but I don't plan on going to the movies to see it.
I don't plan it either.
Yeah, I don't plan on going to the movies. I mean, I don't really think anything is out really. I mean, probably the next movie I'll see I probably won't go to the theaters again until April, because that's
when Avengers,
Fast and Furious. Yeah, April's for Avengers and then the Fast and Furious movie. So, yeah, that's when summer's going to get started.
Cool. Well, yeah. What else I have to say before we get to the meat? We'll get to the meat in a moment. But 50 Shades of Grey made $81 million. Highest grossing.
I'm not shocked.
Movie. Yeah, they made 81. I mean, I was just reading that on Collider.com. So I guess a lot of females and freaks went to go see that movie. So they went to go see it. So it made a lot of money. It had a lot of hype. You know, it had a built-in audience anyway. So that's something that we talked about probably is that, you know, when you have kind of, it's like comic books. You have a built-in audience. Pretty much they're going to go see it. Yeah, it's made $81.7 million. A lot of money. Whoa. A lot of money for the erotic thriller.
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I heard that it's similar to that Twilight movie that, you know, that they kept coming out with. And, you know, if those movies can make money, I know something like this will make money. It doesn't shock me. I mean, but
it shock me. The movies make money. You know, movies make money. So, you know, it is what it is on that part. They tend to make money. So let me go down the news real quick. But then we're going to cover the meaty topic. I think the Academy Awards is, but I don't care about that. I don't check for that. That's easy to even, I could just give you that. I don't care about that. I give a shit about the Academy Awards. That's just more topic.
It's all politics anyway.
Yeah, it's politics. I don't care about none of the movies at this moment. None of the movies I'm interested in seeing. Don't have no interest in watching them, give a damn about those movies, except for maybe Selma. American Sniper, I do want to see that. You said it was pretty good. So I do want to see American Sniper, but at the end of the day, it's not a rush either for me to see it. It's not like something I'm pressing to just want to see. So, you know, I don't care about all those big budget movies anyway and how much they make. So that's the thing for me. Oh, by the way, I watched Gotham too. Break Gotham. I have to say this about Gotham real quick. Gotham is getting weaker because we have a full 45-minute show, so that's why I'm kind of storming out too a little bit. But yeah, but Gotham to me is, you know, it's like becoming gimmicky, like I kind of figured. I told K1 this. Usually K1 calls into the shows. But usually Gotham starts good premise, but, you know, start to get gimmicky, like a villain of the week or comic book character. It's like, again, it's something Bruno Heller said, which is, to me, disturbing. He says that American fans are not ready, you know, not patient. I totally agree with him because he has to make, like, Joker. They push Joker in there sort of fast. I don't know if this is Joker or not because they said there were teasers with it. I believe it's Joker until I watched Gotham. And so my opinion is they're putting too much eggs in the basket just to please comic book fans. That's just my own opinion. You know, you try to please fans. And then you're cheating the fans out of waiting, because I don't mind waiting. I'm one of the people that's very patient when it comes to movies and surprises. So I just think they're really, really pushing it when it comes to that. So let me look at some news real quick, and then we'll get to the other news. What was you telling me about the Star Wars thing, too? We mentioned about the Star Wars plans for the spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Star Wars Celebration is in April, I believe, and it's been announced that J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy will make an appearance there, and they have a big surprise for a lot of people, and they said it's gonna change a lot of things, and it's gonna be huge. A lot of people are speculating that, you know, obviously they're gonna show some Star Wars footage, but a lot of people are speculating that they're going to announce that they moved the release date of Star Wars Episode 7 to the summer. And I think, me personally, as a Star Wars fan, I mean, I really do think that's a bad idea, for at least on Disney's part, because it just doesn't make sense for them to get two of their biggest properties and have them both come out in the summer.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to stick to their original date. I don't think that they will move it back to the summer, not when it's multiple. But not unless they're exchanging Ant-Man for Star Wars. That's the only thing. I told you this the other day when we was all talking about this. Unless they're moving the Ant-Man date to, I don't mind if they moved it. Don't get it twisted. If they moved Ant-Man for Star Wars, that'd be, because the Ant-Man should come out within December. So I wouldn't mind Star Wars coming out in July, but I doubt if that happens. I doubt that. It's not going to happen anyway. So,
right.
I think that maybe.
But at least we'll
get
to see some new footage.
That's what I was going to say. You're probably going to get a new trailer, if anything. You're going to get a new trailer. You're not going to get I just can think of it as a trailer. That's it. So, let's get some other news, too. They're going to get a trailer. I don't want to speculate too much or guess that, because I don't like doing too many guessing things. Did you hear the news? Let's cover this real quick before we get to Spider-Man, because I know that's what people have been waiting for, Spider-Man. But let me get to Samuel L. Jackson real quick, his controversial remarks. And I'm going to give people my thoughts about Samuel L. real quick. It says here in the article, why Marvel movies are better than DC, according to Samuel L. Jackson. Now, tell me, Cam, you respond to this. Let me read this real quick. Well, I'm going to give you breakdowns. It says, while most fans of superhero films, well, I don't want to read the whole article. Let me just go down to Samuel's comments. He says, I think Marvel has figured out a way to make those movies accessible to the public that DC hasn't. I don't know what that is. I don't know why you can't get Batman and Superman or people to just get juiced up to be part of that. So he says that, I know he said some other comments when Winter Soldier came out. Let me say one thing real quick. And I'm going to say this, and this is going to be controversial, what I'm going to say. Samuel L. Jackson is absolutely right in what he said. I know people will get mad. A lot of DC fans are going to get pissed, but, you know, I really don't care. I'm a DC fan. Oh, yeah, and we had debates, Cam. You could tell. I've had knocked out debates with some of you guys. He's right. Right is right. You know, when you decide to make a comic book movie, Marvel has a relationship with the fan base, which they do. They have a relationship. He talks to different podcasters. What has DC done? And I've said this to many, many friends of mine in social media, privately, everywhere. And me and you talk about this, Cam. Marvel has a relationship with the fan base versus DC. Marvel shows you more things than DC. And it still makes money. But I think the Marvel properties add $7 billion globally for films. And DC so far, I know they're trying. I'm not trying to put DC down either, so I don't want people thinking that listen to this podcast or, you know, down on related things, and I'm attacking DC because I've done enough of that last year. So if anybody wants some attacks on DC, go back to my older. He has not begun to even make films. So I don't want to base it off Man of Steel. That's stupid. So I don't want to just say, oh, because Man of Steel was like this, that automatically just enter the cinematic universe. And I haven't seen a trailer, to be fair. So I'll back up on it. But DC still has had problems communicating with the fan base. So that's been the problem with DC the whole time, is their communication. Maybe if they start to show us things and give us visuals, that we would probably change our mind. But what do you think?
Well, I agree with Samuel Jackson's statements, but the thing is he's saying that because, and I think that now this isn't, I think he personally is saying this is because Marvel's money, mm-hmm. and they have worked. They've worked their butts off to try and get this popular, to try and establish that relationship with the fans. Not to say that DC hasn't worked with that, but the difference between the film properties is that Marvel has a variety of characters that they've distributed mm-hmm. to the worldwide. And where DC, all they've been focusing on is Batman, Superman. And whenever, for the longest time, whenever they tried to introduce a new character like Green Lantern, they end up dropping the ball and they end up forgetting it completely. They go back to what makes them money. Marvel mm-hmm. is solely, I'm not saying Marvel and DC are different, like they're saying, oh, well, Marvel doesn't want money. They do, but they do realize that they have to work for it. Whereas Warner Brothers
exactly.
just feels that, okay, let's just go back to whatever makes us money, and we're just going to drag it out. So Samuel Jackson is right.
Yeah,
but if it was DC was making the money, then he would be saying the same thing about DC. So
yeah, I know people get mad. The fanboys are mad. Fuck them. So let's get to the big story now. Let's get to the big story of the week now. Now we're gonna get to the meat. I know I've been waiting. I want to get some of that out the way. Anybody wants to call in before overtime? You better press that one if you want to hear the show into overtime. But this is a 45-minute show, so be prepared, people. Be prepared. But what was I going to get to now? Oh, yes, the Marvel property. I mean, no, not Marvel. The big news this week. You put the news. You break it down. Okay, let me just say before you get to it real quick. You argued me down. You argued Cali Guy and Kay Webb down, and many people about Spider-Man. So I'm on the air going to give you your trophy. You should get a cake. If I could give you a cake now, I would give it to you because I was wrong. You was right. You said Spidey was coming home this year. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you break this down. I'll give the pros and cons. I'm going to let you do your thing right now. Go ahead and do your thing. And I'll give you props
okay.
that the Spider-Man is right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, the big news, big news, in case you didn't know, but in case a lot of people listening didn't know, the Spider-Man property is now a part of the cinematic universe. And what I mean by that is now Marvel can use Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're finally being able to use him to interact with Iron Man, Cap. And so Sony and Marvel worked out a deal where Sony will still, now don't get this wrong, Sony still owns and they will distribute, and they're still a producer for the Spider-Man films, but now there's a contract in place where now that Marvel can use Spider-Man in their movies. And the thing is that first he's going to appear in a another superhero movie, presumably Civil War. We all know that Kevin Feige really wanted him to be in Civil War. And after that, Sony's going to produce another Spider-Man reboot solo film produced by Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal. Now, this sucks for a lot of people who were fans of the Amazing Spider-Man franchise, because I know a lot of people wanted to see Andrew Garfield stay as Spider-Man, but you got to understand, people don't go to the movies to see Andrew Garfield. People go to the movies to see Spider-Man. No actor is bigger than the character. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people tell you. That's just what it is. It's the same thing when Toby left and Andrew Garfield came in. People was pissed. People trashed Andrew Garfield. But once he got in the role, people loved him. And even for me, a huge Sam Raimi film supporter, I have to admit that Andrew Garfield is better than Tobey Maguire. And that's just the fact. But, I'm excited, and I'm so happy because, like I said, Spider-Man, is one of my favorite superheroes. And in a day and age where you're having all these superhero team-ups, now you know that Fantastic Four is going to be teaming up with X-Men, Justice League is coming out, Warner Brothers doing that. Sony has nothing but Spider-Man. So how are they going to factor into this whole superhero team-up? So they have to make the deal with Marvel and say, okay, include him in there. Marvel, you do the reboot. You show us how it's done, fix it, and then give it back to us so we can continue on from what you did. So, yeah, that's what went down, guys. That's basically what happened. Cali Guy, you think there's some pros and cons to the situation. What do you think?
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's a good analytical reporting, by the way. The good is this. I don't want to be too negative because I know people expect Cali Guy to trash it. I'll trash it when time comes by. I do think the potential casting is garbage, so I do stand by that. I know you posted it in the group, but I don't even support that casting. That's, hey, But let me get to the polls. Okay, the polls is the fans. At the end of the day, let me say this before I get to the Sony part in Disney. The polls is the fans really get the benefit from having Spider-Man in a shared cinematic universe with Marvel, just like X-Men or the Fantastic Four, Sub-Mariner, if they were there. So the polls is fans will get to see Spider-Man with Avenger characters, or vice versa. So, I know fans have been wanting that for like the last 6-7 years, really decades, by the way. It's not really just that. This goes beyond even before they even had a Marvel Cinematic Universe. For a long time, fans, comic fans, when I first started collecting comic books, because I remember this is the old days, before the internet, you know, people clamored for superhero shared universes as far back as the 80s. Since Batman 89, really. And they've always wanted to see Superman and Batman. That was always the concept of a shared universe. So then the Marvel movies started to come. You started to have Spider-Man movies, X-Men. You wanted to see Spider-Man and X-Men. Because this goes back to early 2000s. We wanted to see X-Men. And I think Wolverine was supposed to be in... I bet you guys didn't know this. Rami was supposed to have Wolverine and Spider-Man, by the way.
Yeah.
What's his name that plays... Hugh Jackman was actually supposed to appear in Spider-Man 1, creation of Marvel Studios, by the way, because of the studios. With, you know, because let me get to Spider-Man real quick. But at the time, Stan Lee and Marvel Comics, they optioned off all of their characters' rights to different studios, multiple studios. Hulk, I think the Incredible Hulk was at Universal. Sub-Mariner went to Universal. X-Men was with Fox. Spider-Man was kind of funny because Spider-Man was at Fox. A lot of people don't know that. And then they shuffled to MGM. MGM had the rights to Spider-Man. Then from MGM, I think that because of the Bond movie, some, and people can look it up. It's just out there, information. They got shuffled around. So, but when Feige became a producer, my whole point is, like a little story short, he always wanted to do the, like the comic books. He wanted X-Men and Spider-Man to team up. But for years, they couldn't get those rights. So when they got the rights of the lesser-known characters, which is Iron Man and Avengers and some of the lesser-tier characters, they started to make money, then it was a thing of bringing them back there. So fans have been really wanting to see Spider-Man back in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that's the pro. The fans get to really benefit. But now, let me break down the deal. The deal, to me, still doesn't make sense. Neither company, Disney doesn't really benefit from this deal. That's the con of the whole thing. Disney got on their knees, and they sucked dick just to get Spider-Man. You know that. They sucked dick. They went, and Disney sold their soul to the devil to get that. And they don't get no benefit back from that. Fans don't know that. They get nothing for that.
Yeah, Feige doesn't get paid for producing either.
No. So they're doing it for free just to have Spider-Man on Civil War. I mean, let's just be real. And any fan out there, they could get mad. I don't even care. They did that just to have Spider-Man Civil War. They didn't care. I mean, Disney really wanted Spider-Man to be in Civil War. It wasn't enough to have Cap and Iron Man in that movie. It may be Black Panther, but they needed Spider-Man. I guess Spider-Man was really essential because they got down.
Well, you know what's interesting, Cali guy? You know, it's not to cut you off, but you know what's interesting is when those – and I'll admit this. When those leaked emails came out, right, we saw that the deal said what they were having discussion, and the reason why it fell apart in the first place was because Sony wanted full control of what happens to the character. And it's just funny how now Sony still has control of what happens to the character, but yet they agree to it now. So... I mean, maybe I read it wrong, but I mean, it's just kind of weird to me. It's just kind of weird that now they're agreeing on it all of a sudden. Maybe Sony wanted control of what happens to Spider-Man in the cinematic universe. I don't know. But
well, see, you're actually right with that. Sony wanted to retain rights because I don't know when they're out because it's not official. People know, send it to me, put it in my group. If it's known what how long the Spider-Man was going to be at Sony, like the X-Men, don't know. Sony would continue making Spider-Man movies, but the deal is so weird that, you know, they get to make Spider-Man movies. They want to make this future Spider-Man movie at Sony. They get to get all the box office receipts, but Disney could only use them a certain way. So still, if Disney used Spider-Man as a cameo in Civil War, they're basically saying that Sony still reaps the benefits of a whole Spider-Man movie, if I make sense.
Yeah.
I think that the deal is crazy. I think the deal is crazy at best. So, you know.
Well, my question is, does this deal have an expiration date? Can Marvel use Spider-Man for as long as they want now?
Yes, they can.
Like,
yes, they can.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, and we talked about this off air. You actually can use Spider-Man as much as they want, as long as they go to Sony and they coordinate. They're basically partners. They're joint partners in this character, like James Bond. It's the same deal with Bond, by the way. A lot of people don't know this. Bond and Bond, MGM shares Bond with Sony. It's the same identical deal where they co-produce it. So they both, just like The Hobbit, same for Hobbit. Warner Brothers and MGM both co-produce the James Bond movies, the Hobbit movies, I'm so sorry, and Lord of the Rings. They're still an MGM movie. They co-produced it because MGM fell under anyways for decades. So it's been it just went under. So they're doing the same thing with Spider-Man, where they're basically co-producing it. They're going to be both co-producing. It's just one is making money off of it. That's the difference. One is making money. They could use Spider-Man in a certain way, but Sony gets to control how the character is being used. So Disney sort of, and I just think it's for Civil War, though. That's my own opinion. I could be wrong, but I honestly think, now, it doesn't guarantee that Civil War will make over $1 billion and all that stuff there because they have a spot, or it's going to crush Man of Steel. But I'm just saying that they sold their souls just to have Spider-Man Civil War, I think. I think Disney didn't
cut Civil War is an interesting development stage in all of in itself, because when it was revealed last year that Iron Man was going to be in the next Captain America, when he's going to be in Civil War, that was huge. And there I thought, okay, they did this. Now they can go up against, now they can have some legitimate kind of, some kind of rivalry between Batman v Superman when that comes out. And then I will admit, adding Spider-Man to this, I have to be realistic and say, because my whole beef with the first, with Batman v Superman, was that there were too many characters in the movie, and, you're going to have so many personalities in there, characters who have never been on the screen before. And you have to establish them in this universe, in a universe where it was previously thought there was only Superman. But putting Spider-Man in Civil War, already with a tight cast of Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Falcon, Iron Man, Cap, it seems like overkill, and now I can't distinguish between Civil War and Batman v Superman, but the only thing I'll say about Civil War is that at least I think, me personally, that it will have the better story and it'll be more significant because the audience, like we said before, Marvel has a relationship with their audience. The audience knows these characters. We've grown with these characters since the first Iron Man. Everybody knows Spider-Man. We don't know Black Panther, but everybody knows Cap, Iron Man, and all the other characters. So I think Civil War will have the better story than Batman v Superman, but I could be wrong. This is just me saying. This is just my personal opinion. But yeah, I think that that you can't tell the difference anymore between Civil War and Batman v Superman.
No, that's the same thing. And I see a lot of fans. I see a lot of dick sucking fans out there, and I say dick sucking. That saying, because at first they say, "Oh, it was too many characters." I had no problem. This question is, I had no problem with a lot of characters in Dawn of Justice. Never had an issue with that. Because I said, okay, you could cover and rewrite the character. Just don't do an X-Men where you're not using the characters. Because you can't put a lot of characters in a movie. Now, that's a very... I listen to these online fans, and Cough K1 say that you can't use a lot of characters up in the movie. You actually can. If you and I'm not saying that's a superhero movie either, but they've had other films. Look at Ocean's 11, by the way. Ocean's 11 had a lot of people that was famous people, famous stars in one movie. So they've had epic movies we got, and they're going to do that with Infinity Gauntlet, by the way, Avengers War of Infinity Gauntlet. So you're going to have multiple characters in that. So that's an absolute ridiculous. And Avengers did it. Avengers won. So when people say, well, there's too many characters, I have no issue with that. But the complaint was they had multiple websites, and Cough K1 was that Batman was assuming they had multiple characters in there, and it was exposition. It was too many of this, too many of that. Now, K1 came around to it, though. He came around to that point. And I give K1 a shout-out because he pointed out in my group that Civil War has a lot of characters in their stuff. Now, I know people are just saying, oh, well, Marvel movies are making more money. Yeah, but if you guys complain, they're going to play it. Too many characters, there's too many characters. Now, I love Marvel. Look at the twist. I feel
like
I'm being fair. And you know how I feel about Age of Ultron. You're a Star Wars fanboy. I'm a Marvel. And we're going to have our wars, by the way. And I can tell you, you know this. We're going to have our wars coming up, too. So, because you know how I feel about Age. You know, I think Age is going to outgrow Star Wars. That's fact, you know, and I know you feel the Star Wars is going to gross it, but I'm not trying to get into that battle on this show tonight, but I thought I would throw it out there. We're going to have that battle soon, because I think that Age, I don't think Star Wars is going to, I think it's going to be successful, but I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to outgross Age of Ultron. I think Age of Ultron will crush
it. I think it'll make a billion. I think it'll make a billion. I'm not going to say whether it's
going
to surpass or
be hard. And you're right. I'm going to give you that. Let me say this real quick. I give you that. Let me tell you why I give you that. It's not hard to make. And I try to explain this to K1 time and time again. I'm not going to be I'm a realist. It's going to make a billion because, A, it's a very – Star Wars never flopped anyway. I know it's going to be like when he comes in the next year or two, he's going to be like, oh, you know, it's this. But I'm going to say this real quick, because I don't want to get into that. Star Wars is going to make a billion for a simple fact that it never flopped. Star Wars movies never flopped anyway. So it's foolish, unless the movie's so weak. And I just don't see that, even though I didn't like the teaser. You know how I feel about the teaser. I hate the teaser, but I just don't think it's going to flop. I don't see it making $800 million. I know he throws that number out. I don't see it making $800 million. I see it making about $1 billion, and it's not hard to do if Transformers can make $1 billion. And people hate the Transformers movie. Why wouldn't Star Wars make $1 billion? And it never flopped. So... again, there's too much evidence now. Again, I could be told. Now, I don't think it's going to be Age of Ultron. Don't get it twisted. I think I give a number out right now for Age of Ultron, $1.3 billion. It will crush everything this year. That's me personally. I think it's going to come closest to Avengers 1. That's just me personally. I don't think Star Wars is going to be beat out Avengers. That's me personally. I know you think differently. But we're gonna save that war for another day, though. I don't care if you probably feel it. You like, but that's another story with that. But back to the characters. Yes, they're putting Spider-Man is gonna be done just like Ben Affleck's Batman, whereas they're gonna use some of Toby's and some of Garfield's Spider-Man, and they're gonna mix it up for this Civil War movie. What do you think? Am I right or wrong? Because you covered this more than I have.
Well, about Spider-Man, what was your question? I got kind of confused.
How are they going to use him? You think it's going to be like an Affleck thing where they're going to...
In the cinematic universe, when it comes to Civil War, the way I think they're going to use him is... I still think that Black Panther is going to play a huge role in the movie. And I've been battling, you know, with different ways that Marvel could do this, but still stay true to the Civil War storyline. Black Panther, I still think that he is going to play a huge role. But the way that they'll use Spider-Man, the way I think they should use Spider-Man is, and what would be interesting, right? People keep going on saying, oh, who are they going to get to play the next Spider-Man? Who are they going to get to do this? What I would do is I wouldn't tell anybody who Spider-Man is. I would keep it a secret, right? Have Spider-Man in Civil War, but don't show Peter Parker. Just have the Avengers say, oh, Spider-Man. Yeah, have Spider-Man swinging around. They don't know who he is. He's just a guy in a mask that pops up every once in a while and helps them out. But we don't know who he is. Have a scene in there where, you know, there's a press conference and, you know, or even before the press conference, you could have Tony say, hey, you know, there's a press conference tomorrow. If you want to make a difference in this whole new world, why don't you come there and unveil and kick off your mask? And then you can have it where the next, on the day of the press conference, Spider-Man takes off his mask, and then it can be whoever actor they cast him, right? I think that would be powerful, because at the same time, you first of all, the audience would be surprised at who the actor is. They'd be like, oh, they got that guy to play Spider-Man, and then it would be such a significant thing to that story. And it still stay true to the Civil War storyline, but it would be more personal to just Peter Parker rather than everybody with their secret identities. So, and then Black Panther can still play the role of, you know, I really think he should, you know, just be the person who's neutral and doesn't want any part of it, like he did in the Civil War comics. But that's just me, you know.
I agree with that, and you bring a very good point. Wait a minute. I'm looking at 2.0's comments in my California Guide tab, and he says Batman vs. Superman: Age of Ultron and Force Awakens are making easy over Batman. That's not true. Not easily. Not all of them may not make it. I'm only doing it because I'm a fan.
I'll say this. If Batman vs. Superman makes $1 billion, it's going to crawl to it.
And I don't know if I'm going to make $1 billion because anything can happen. So I don't want to say it's easy going to make $1 billion. I'm being biased. I'm just being flat out biased. It's not true. Everything is true. He has to like K1 now. He has to like K1. I'm saying age. See, the thing is, I say age is making $1 billion because I like age. I'm a big Marvel buff. So I say it's going to make $1 billion because of my own biases. I'm admitting that. I'm biased.
As a Star Wars fan myself, I will admit this. I don't know whether, and it goes for Spider-Man also, I don't know if Star Wars is going to be good or bad. I'm not a psychic.
Exactly.
I don't know if
it could be
Spider-Man
garbage.
And Civil War is going
to
be good or bad, but I'm happy to
see it because
I'm
because I like it. Exactly. Not to cut you off. The reason why I say it, I'm being biased. I'm only scored by my own opinion. But anything can happen. It could not make $1 billion. By the way, it could make 800 million. The thing is, we all, let me say this about internet fans, all of us. We all internet people. We all got our biasness when it comes to these things, and we think we can predict these numbers. Now, I could give you 5, 6 to 10 scenarios on how the movie's going to turn out. I could give you 10. You know, I just debated K1 and Crossfire. You know this. I just debated them on this. We can't be so lopsided and say, oh, well, it's so easy to make a bet. You don't know that. I'm just kind of playing around with it. I'm playing around with it. I could see this. Say if, I'm going to give you scenario one real quick. Star Wars can make more than Avengers 1 this year. Probably make $800 million this year. Say Age makes $700 or less than Guardians. That's possible. And that shit is weak as hell, but it makes that kind of money. Say Batman vs. Seuss makes more than Star Wars, possibly. And Star Wars and Man of Steel. I mean, everything is possible. Say Ant-Man could make being just more than Guardians. So I can give you different scenarios. So I can't just stick one track and say, oh, well, you know, they're easy going to make $1 billion. Why? Because they're popular? Come on. I said Age is going to make $1 billion because I'm being biased. So I admit that.
I'll say this. Now 2.0 is saying that Civil War will only make $1 billion if the Masters...
But see, he doesn't know that, though. He doesn't know that.
Well, that's the point I'm getting to. Yeah, that's the point I'm getting to, is that a lot of people out there think that are preconceived with notions that a movie is going to suck or it's going to be great, myself included. Terminator Genesis is going to be garbage. That's just, I'm going to get that out of the way. But the point is that Star Wars The Force Awakens, right? I have no idea what that story is. I have no idea.
Exactly.
But I'm at least I'm willing to give the movie a chance to prove me wrong without a preconceived notion that it's weak, it's going to be garbage, there's no hope for it. That I'm just like, look, listen, there have been movies out there that I thought were going to suck. Gravity, right? Gravity I thought was going to be horrible. I watched that movie, I was like, wow, this really proved me wrong. So anything is possible. Anything is possible. All I'm going to say is wait till you see the movie before you give your final judgment. I could say all I want that I think it's going to suck, or I think it's going to be bad.
Or you think it's going to make a zillion. Yeah, you could say you think it's going to make a zillion.
But I could be totally wrong.
I'm cheerleading my movie. Now, I don't want people to say I'm saying this, but I'm cheerleading just like people cheerlead Star Wars. They say Star Wars will make $2 billion. I say AIDS will make $2 billion. So if everybody could cheerlead that, I figured I could cheerlead AIDS. Just like I cheerlead Batman versus Superman 2 still. I still cheerlead that. I still say that's going to be a monster success. But I still have to see a trailer to Batman versus Superman. I can't really. See, I did see a semi-teaser to Star Wars, so I did see something with Star Wars. So to be fair, so I've seen trailers to Star Wars and AIDS. So I could sort of give you an idea that, okay, they're going to be a monster success. Now, Star Wars, I don't know, because I don't know how the story's going to be. I don't know if the fans tear it apart. I don't know, because I don't want to be one of those people that's going to say, oh, well, the story's going to be magnificent without seeing it. Because remember, they did that with Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace is garbage. So
right.
You can't really
But it still made money. That's the thing.
Oh, it made money. It made a billion. Yeah, you point out to me in my group that it made a billion. It made money. I mean, it's still going to make money anyway. It's going to make, I'm not saying, like, cough, cough, K1, that it's going to, like, I'm not saying that. I'm not going to say that at all. It's possible that it could be the weakest Star. I do agree with them on some points, though. Some points I agree with them. It's possible the story could be weak because it's never been out of the creator's hands. But that's another story. I don't want to get too deep into that because I don't want to get deep into your Star Wars, but I don't want to be, you know, me and you debating on that issue right now anyway. So, you know, whether with the creator's hands or not, I don't think it should mean anything. In my opinion, it really shouldn't mean anything, really. I don't know the story, so I'm speculating. I don't know. So I have to see what they all look like. I got to see how they react on the screen. I got to see that chemistry. Once I see that trailer and I kind of have an idea, then I could be like, oh, okay, you know, it's going to be this way. But I can't really judge it. So, but not all of them are going to make a billion. This is the 2.0. Not all of them are going to make a billion. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Not all of them are going to be successful. But it's possible one of them is going to be knocked off. I do think, now, it's going to shock people what I'm about to say. Well, this is controversy, what I'm about to say right now. I believe Batman versus Superman is going to beat Civil War. That's me. I think, and I'm saying it on
based,
my show.
But I agree. I'll agree with that. Based on, we've never seen Batman and Superman on the same screen before. That's the only thing. It's going to be that same thing with Avengers. Avengers, you know, you had all these different franchises come together for one movie. It's going to have, it has to have that kind of feel to it. And I think that's the only reason why I think it's going to make more than Civil War. But, again, adding Spider-Man does boost their chances to just be equally as successful.
It's going to be successful.
I'll say it again. I think Batman v Superman will make the most money, but I think Civil War will have the better story.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. The story's going to be... I'm going to tell you something. They got more material to work with, as far, and they got better writers. Okay. The Russos have shocked me. They're good writers. And that supports the work. So there's anybody out there that think, oh, Cali guy, he doesn't support him. He's being a hater. You know, kiss my ass because I support Civil War. I support all the Marvel movies. I support everything that they've been doing. So anybody that says I'm down to Marvel is dumb. So I support everything that Marvel do. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be saying Age of Ultron is going to be Star Wars. So, you know, people can say what they want to say about me. And Tupac, I don't mind being a hater. I love being a hater. I've read it on my sleeve. So he says, hey, a hater. I love being a hater. So if you can say that I'm a hater, I love it. I've read it on my sleeve. People don't like what I got to say, but they come and listen to the show. They enjoy my content. That's why I say what I say. They enjoy it. So, it is. People love it. People love what I say.
Well, 2.0, remember. Godzilla, getting a sequel, $500 million.
Exactly.
People love it. People still love it. I predict it was going to make
$500 million. 2.0, press that 1, 2.0. Let me say this real quick. Press the 1 so you can stay on your phone. Don't be on your laptop because you won't be able to hear the overtime show. So you want to hear it. Don't call in, but he said Godzilla sucks.
It's getting a sequel, so I'm not tripping. It made $500 million. I know I was right, so that's all it is with that. But you know,
press the one, man. Stop doing this long distance stuff, man. Press that one. But yeah, so anybody wants to call in, call.
Let me ask you something, Cali guy. Who would you like to see play the new Spider-Man? I mean, since Andrew Garfield doesn't come back, is there an actor out there who you would like to see take the reins of Spider-Man?
To be honest with you, I have no actor. I'm not going to lie. I've said this. I have no actor because I don't really keep up with, like, the current younger stars. I don't really have an idea because of – and we're in the overtime, too, so this is a good combo. But I have no idea because it's just I don't know any – you guys have to present these guys to me, maybe give me their background. I don't want to hate on – because I know K-1 said that the character that you – the pick that you picked was weak. But I can't say they're weak because I've never seen them in nothing. So I'm like you. I'm just going to be a fan. I'm not going to bash the stars because I haven't seen them, just like Garfield. And no, not your butt. Now, Toby, I've seen in movies before Spider-Man, believe it or not. I've seen Toby in movies like in the 90s. So when he picked him, I was like, oh, cool. But with Garfield, he was unknown to me also. So you guys have seen these, like the Logan guy that you picked. I haven't seen him. So it's nobody that I really could see play. You know who could have played him, but he played the hero? If you ask me, you're going to laugh. It's Grant Gustin. I think Grant Gustin could have played Peter Parker, to be honest with you.
Well, I've seen some people say Dave Franco. Dave Franco. I'm like, what the?
I've never seen Dave Franco. Yeah, I've never seen him.
James Franco's brother? I don't. That's garbage. But to me,
James Franco was miscast also as Harry. But that's me, but that's a story.
Oh, yeah. The reason why I say Logan Lerman. And also, they also added a name to the mix, Dylan O'Brien. I'm fine with him as well. It doesn't matter. I think both of those choices are good. But the reason why I personally picked Logan Lerman is because he is a good actor. He looks the part. If you look at him, you could say, okay, he looks like a Peter Parker. He was in the running when they were making the Amazing Spider-Man reboot between him and Andrew Garfield. Unfortunately, Andrew Garfield got the part. But Logan Lerman, I mean, he has the Peter Parker look, and he's young. He's in the age range that they want to. He looks the age range that they want to go for. And if you have that sort of young kid approach to it, and by the time Spider-Man gets in Civil War, you could have it be a symbolic thing of Captain America and Iron Man battling over the young minds of the young of the next generation. So, I mean, I think it would be great to have him in there. I saw Fury. I think Fury is an amazing film. Logan Lerman was great in it. I mean, that's just who I think. That's who I personally pick. But Dylan O'Brien is good, too.
I go by your judgment. Because now I go by your judgment because I haven't seen none of that. I haven't seen them in any. I haven't seen Fury, so I don't know. You have to point them out. I haven't seen them. So, I can't really – I think the word for it that they may be decent. Because, again, I knew nothing about Garfield before. You're amazing. But he was a really good actor. I thought he was a good Spider-Man. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, the only reason I said Andrew Garfield – the only reason I supported Andrew Garfield back when he was cast was because I had seen The Social Network. And, you know, I looked at that and I was just like, yeah, he can do it. He can pull it off.
Yeah, see, the thing is with Spider-Man, I'm going to be honest with you, with the Disney model I think they're going to do with Spider-Man, it's going to be in vain of the ultimate spot. Because I've seen what the company is doing. And they have a pattern at Marvel. And here's the thing. Let me tell you this real quick. If people want an ideal of how any Marvel property is going to be done for future movies, is check out Disney XD, check out their video games, and go on Netflix and watch, like, Ultimate Spider-Man. Watch Avengers Assemble. Watch the DVD, direct-to-DVD animation produced by Marvel Studios. Watch Hulk Smash, because they give you a blueprint of how their characters may look on possible.
And Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man. Go ahead, real quick.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, watch it. If you ever want to know what the Ultimate Comics Spider-Man is going to be like, watch Ultimate Spider-Man, and also look into the Spectacular Spider-Man.
Exactly.
That shows Peter Parker when he's like a young teenager guy. And also, if you're into video games, you can play the Ultimate Spider-Man video games and read a lot of the comics. I honestly suggest you read a lot of Ultimate Comics. Read up to the death of Spider-Man, because I think that's an amazing, amazing, amazing story.
I read that myself. I'll check it out. I haven't read it either.
Yeah, it's a powerful storyline. And if Marvel wants to introduce Miles Morales, I suggest they look into some of the later Ultimate Spider-Man Peter Parker stuff. because that can help them out a lot. But yeah, I mean,
that's a good recommendation. Yeah, very good recommendation.
Yeah,
good recommendations too. Yeah, very good recommendations also that you selected too. Yeah, check those out. Yeah, anybody listen, check those out. But the model though that Disney is using, because they have it in the Marvel, the Disney Infinity game is the Ultimate Spider-Man that they're using. So
right.
I kind of predict that the next Spider-Man movie is going to be the video game. I think that game that Disney produced for the Marvel Disney Infinity game, people could just go wiki to look at that plot. You don't have to buy the game. This thing changed. Look at the plot. And then watch the cartoons. At least watch one season. And I think it's going to be more.
And watch him in Avengers, in Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, because he teams
that's
up.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. He teams up with the Avengers.
Yeah, because Disney produced it, so Disney already got a blueprint, I think, of Spider-Man, just like with Doctor Strange. Again, if you want to know Doctor Strange, check out Ultimate Spider-Man. There's some episodes with Doctor Strange in those episodes. I think they're going to use that version, just like Guardians. The same Guardians that you see on the movie screen was in Ultimate Spider-Man and Avengers and Hulk Smash. So, I mean, they're giving you kind of blueprints, I think, of where the future films are headed at. So, you're absolutely right again. I think people should check out, because I think that Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man movie, will be a teenager, but it's going to be in the vein of the Ultimate Spider-Man TV show. And it's not going to be with him as a teen, though. You're not going to see a teen, but you're probably going to get a more established Spider-Man, and it's going to be more S.H.I.E.L.D.-oriented. You know, you're having S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, you know why they made him so young and going on the Ultimates, because they want this Spider-Man to be long term. They don't want to keep recasting. So they want to keep this Peter Parker for the long term. So, you know, you see him from a kid and grow, and he grows into a man. And, you know, so, I mean, hopefully, you know, we get something good. I really, no matter what, good or bad, pros or cons, I really do just want to see what Marvel can do with Spider-Man. What Marvel is like.
I think it's bad.
Yeah.
It can't be bad like that. You know, it depends on who's directing it. You know, because there's a lot of things we got to get to. Who's directing it? Who's writing it? What treatments they're using for the movie? There's a lot of things to go in there. I think we won't have an idea until we get Civil War. I think once Civil War comes out, again, I know I keep saying it, Civil War is going to give us the big clue to maybe how that Spider-Man is going to be used in future movies, and that next movie in 2017, just like Batman. You're going to get an idea when you see BVD, Batman vs. Superman. You'll have an idea how Batman is used really once you see that movie. Now, I don't think you're going to get a Batman movie anytime soon, but Spider-Man, you're giving one, so you'll get basically an ideal. I do think that they're going to use some elements of Amazing 1 and 2 where you're going to have Oscorp and S.H.I.E.L.D.-oriented stuff. That's the only thing I can see justifying Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I'm with you, Cam. I'm against Oscorp creating. I thought that was kind of the weakness in the Amazing movies. I didn't really care for it either. I thought it was lazy writing to say Oscorp created all the villains, but
really, Electro, Lizard, all these, and then they were going to create the Sinister Six. For you guys that don't know, we're going to come from Oscorp. And I'm just like, well, dang, like a lot of these villains never even, you know, were Oscorp associated, especially with Venom. Unless if you go by the Ultimate Comics, where Eddie Brock's dad and Peter Parker's dad were trying to create a cure for cancer, and then they created, you know, the symbiote by accident. So, I mean, you know, they can go that route also.
So, I don't know. It remains to be seen, but the show's about to end. So I guess we'll have to be continue that with Spider-Man for a while until we get some news. So it's to be continued, people. But I'd like to thank you, Crossfire, for coming on tonight and being a call.
Oh, thank you.
Decent show. We broke down we got all the news out there we wanted to get out. Wasn't too jumbled up. Any last things about anything else you want to say before the show ends?
No, I mean, pretty much, you know, this summer is going to be huge. I cannot wait for Age of Ultron. Do not expect them to cameo. I know people keep saying, you know, oh, you know, Peter Parker's going to cameo on Age of Ultron. Don't expect that. If they're going to put him in something big, and that's Civil War. So just get ready for the summer, Star Wars, Avengers, Ant-Man, all that good stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait to see all of them. So we'll let the debate continue. Peace out, people.
Peace.